This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will look at milk component signals, meaning what is the marketplace telling our dairy farmers to do with their dairy cows. In almost all areas of the United States, milk is paid for the yield of pounds of milk fat and pounds of milk protein. That's not true in the southeast part of the United States, but it's certainly true perhaps for the rest of the United States. We look back at October, and the prices just came in here. Fat price in October, $1.64 a pound. Of course, that features butter and ice cream and, of course, cheese indirectly. Protein, a whopping $5.02 a pound for cheese. And if that protein drives cheese production, our government is buying lots of cheese now in the Family Food Program, and demand for cheese as the holidays are coming in as well. Other solids at 15 cents a pound. That includes whey and mineral. And whey is in a pretty good demand now. It's strong because China is trying to rebuild their swine population, and it's used extensively in young pigs. The Class 3 price in October, $21.61. I know there's a PPDs that affects that price down a bit. That's another story for another day, but really good milk prices. So the signal is protein. We are almost going to pay you three times more for a pound of protein than a pound of fat. So I think that'll continue as our consumers continue to buy cheese, especially mozzarella cheese here, and the world wants animal protein as well. So if you're a dairy farmer, what are you going to do? Number one, what's normal? If you've got Holstein cows in 2019, the average Holstein cow in the United States produced butterfat 3.81 and protein, and this is true protein, 3.06. That ratio, if you take and divide 3.06 by the fat, which is 3.8, that's 80%. So the question is, are you getting the genetic potential, and what is that spread between these two milk components? Jerseys, the other major breed in the United States, butterfat 4.89, protein 3.7, true protein, and that ratio is 76%. So are you leaving some genetic opportunities on the table? Number two, you might ask, well, where does this milk protein come from? Well, it comes from amino acids. And there are two major sources of amino acids, microbial amino acids, and they produce about two-thirds of the amino acid. And I say it's kind of free. In other words, if you feed the cows properly, you don't have a big out-of-pocket cost for that. RUP, rumen undegraded protein, that provides the other third of it, and that'll come from feedstuffs as heat-treated soybeans, blood meal, and products like that. Farmers can also buy rumen-protected amino acids, primarily rumen-protected lysine and methionine. That's going to be a bit more expensive, typically about 2 cents per gram. Finally, the third one is what should we do, farmers, and that is you must run a rumen model predictor, and it will calculate metabolizable protein. That'll tell you what your amino acid load and opportunity is going to be for your dairy cows. Also, check your milk urea nitrogen. That should be under 12 milligrams per deciliter because that indicates how well the rumen is capturing your nitrogen, and that number ideally should be between 8 and 10. So our take-home message, Bill, for our listeners today is explore your options. Is there a way to cash in on this $5 milk protein while it's still there? That's probably going to drop back a bit after the first of the year, but it's there for the taking. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
With Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror and Christmas and New Year's ahead of us, the dairy industry wonders what's down the road for dairy product prices and the resulting milk prices. One of dairy's biggest and most important customers is the restaurant industry and food service, both of which were hit hard by the COVID pandemic. And Lee Milkey will talk more about that with dairy and food market analyst editor Matt Gould on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.